When we come back, autism. Families feel betrayed by the BC Liberal government. That story is next.
You're listening to the Bill Good Program on CKNW AM 90. Once again, here's Bill Good.
Thank you. Gene Lewis is Director of Families for Early Autism Treatment. Deborah Antefave is a member of FEET. She has an autistic son. Good morning. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bill.
Gene Lewis, a story in the news this morning. FEET says the Liberals have broken their word on early autism treatment.
It would appear they have, Bill. And I'd like to start this discussion by identifying two quotes, actually, that Premier Campbell has made. Pre-election, Gordon Campbell, when he was the leader of the opposition on October 19th of 2000, said, "The official opposition agrees that autism is a medical condition requiring medical intervention and that government has a responsibility to fund effective treatment." That was when he was leader of opposition. On August 29th of 2001, he also said, "Restoring public trust and confidence begins with government keeping its word." Now, those same promises have been made and have been reversed with astonishing rapidity since the party became government. For 90 days, the BC Liberals have made good on many campaign promises. Are we to conclude that the most defenseless members of society are the ones to whom the government feels justified in breaking its word? Why is it on this very every issue relating to the long-running autism dispute, the Liberals has not only not kept a single promise, it's actually working in the opposite direction? The autism controversy in BC is no longer merely about universal access to effective science-based autism treatment and the continuing violation of the charter rights of innocent suffering children. The dispute has now become a test of honesty and integrity in government. Each day that passes is another day that these children's charter rights are being violated. To summarize, while in opposition, the Liberals promised around with respect to three issues around this issue. Number one, they promised to drop the appeal of the Auten decision. They have not. They promised to move the responsibility for treatment of autistic children from the Ministry for Children and Family Development into the Ministry of Health. They have not. They also promised to provide true parent choice by providing individualized funding directly to families from health so that families would have the choice to choose their own qualified service providers. They have not.
Now, the NDP made a decision to appeal the BC Supreme Court case, which chastised the government for not providing health care, and she was quite specific about health care. The Liberals criticized the decision to appeal.
Yes, they did. The Attorney General, the previous NDP government, said they would not appeal. In fact, the previous minister, I believe it was Paul Ramsey, was in the press saying he would not appeal, but they did appeal on the last day that they possibly could. Now, the current status of the appeal, as far as we are aware, is Jeff Plante, the new Attorney General, some weeks ago said that it is not the responsibility of the judiciary to decide where the government allocates health care dollars. So I think he's answered the question about appeal.
Yet Justice Allen, in her decision last year, actually went so far as to say that denying children the health care they needed was a denial of their human rights.
This is a very important point that all British Columbians, and with particular the current government, needs to recognize. Justice Allen said and found that these children's rights under the Charter of Rights and Freedoms have been violated, and everybody seems to forget this. What she said, and I quote from her judgment, is, "The petitioners are the victims of the government's failure to accommodate them by failing to provide treatment to ameliorate their mental disability. That failure constitutes direct discrimination, and it constitutes direct discrimination for all people affected with autism. I might say, not just kids under the age of six."
Now, Deborah, I'm going to get you in a moment, but Linda Reed is Minister of State responsible for early childhood education, and she has been listening, and she joins us on the phone now. Linda Reed, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
And just for the record, it's early childhood development.
What did I say? Education. Okay. That's Actually, it's interesting you said that, because that seems very pertinent to the discussion. You've heard my guests. What's your reaction?
Certainly, I believe our commitment prior to the election is the same as our commitment today. We promised greater parental choice and greater parental involvement. We are daily meeting with individuals who have some thoughts on this issue, and frankly, we need to get it right. When we make a decision for government about how to deliver choice to parents, complex issue, a huge step for government. So we're going to take some time to get it right, no question. We've been working on this for the 3 months we've been in office. Can we make up for the 10 preceding years in 3 months? No. But we can absolutely set a tone about how best to proceed and go forward from the basis of good community involvement. I mean, I meet with the members on the telephone regularly. They were in my office a few weeks ago. They've been meeting with individuals representing government throughout the time we've been in office. We are going to craft a very good dialogue which benefits as many children in the province of British Columbia as we possibly can.
Are you going ahead with the appeal?
Certainly that's the attorney's advice and his question that he believes is bigger than the autism question is whether we're governed by the courts or those who are elected. He thinks that the issue is all about who determines social policy.
So this is health policy.
Well, it's social policy, whether you call it health policy. Everything that's not economic policy is social policy.
Autism is a neurological disorder. Much like Parkinson's is a neurological disorder. No one suggests that social services should be responsible for Parkinson's patients.
Well, there's certainly lots of discussion, Bill, about the etiology of the disorder. It's not something that's particularly well understood. It's certainly an incredibly challenging disorder.
Excuse me. Did you say etiology of the disorder?
Yes. Etiology. I mean, we are truly committed to getting this right. Are we continuing to meet with individuals who have some thoughts about how we proceed with individualized funding? No question. Is that a process that will suit every parent in the province of British Columbia? No. We have many, many, many families, Bill, who have both parents working. Are they in a position to be at home and provide that kind of programming? No. But their choice, the choice they would make, we need to respect just as much as a family who would choose to craft an individual program that they would manage and monitor in their own home.
Well, especially if you're going ahead with an appeal, that'll take a long time, and that time interferes with the early childhood development of hundreds of kids who you're responsible for.
Absolutely, and we intend to make these decisions as quickly as we can. We hope that we can resolve these discussions in the next number of weeks. I mean, I have asked a number of individuals to give me feedback, and I can tell you just this week, Dr. Glenn Davies has gotten back to me with a framework for evaluation. All of those are pieces of a very complex puzzle. How parents make applications for individualized funding is part of the discussion process. We will have the paper, we will have the detail, we will have the logistics worked out. I would hope in the next number of weeks we are making progress on this area. And you can appreciate, Bill, this is something that no government in this province has taken on in terms of providing individualized funding across the sector. Mm-hmm. It's a big step, but it's worth doing well.
But is your government saying that Justice Allen exceeded her jurisdiction when she ruled on the case brought against the last government?
What her ruling said was, you know, government needs to provide effective treatment. What that looks like, Bill, will be probably fairly individual across the spectrum. A complex disorder, incredibly complex disorder. There will be some families who choose speech-language therapy. There will be some families who blow that. There will be some families who choose a whole myriad of different interventions. She said effective treatment. So you need to know how to measure that. You need to evaluate the programming that goes forward. And you have to put in place a decent framework that makes sense, not just for this year, but over the term of this government, frankly, over the life of a child. You have to put in place a process that's got some durability to it. Does it take more than a few weeks to work that out? No question.
But was she not quite specific about the need for early intervention, intensive rather, behavioral intervention?
Oh, applied behavioral analysis. It is the framework, if you will. And certainly she was very clear on that. And I think that's why you have before you, you know, the first ever minister responsible for early childhood development in Canada. I mean, Premier Campbell understands that interventions to be most effective are delivered when children are very, very young. That's not unique to autism. the reality. And you will know I began my career as a special education teacher. Mm-hmm. That's the reality across the spectrum. Not unique to autism, vitally important for autism, but vitally important for little guys across the spectrum who need services. They benefit most when those services are delivered when they're very, very young. No question.
Now, I know you have limited time. We are going to be breaking for the news in 3 or 4 minutes and then continuing on with my guests till about 20 minutes to the hour. Are you able to stay for that, or do you have to leave now?
No, I'm heading back into the meeting.
Right.
But I certainly want to put on the record again that our commitment before the election is the same as our commitment following the election. Greater parental involvement and greater parental choice. We will deliver on that.
Thank you, Linda Reed, the Minister of State responsible for early childhood development. My guests in studio are going to continue on this. Jean Lewis, Director of FEET, and Deborah Antifave, a member of FEET, and she has an autistic son. You haven't had the chance to speak yet, so I'm going to come to you before we go to the news.
Mm-hmm.
What's your reaction to what you just heard from the minister?
Well, I think the words themselves are pretty hollow. We have been in dialogue with them, and we've seen nothing so far. Our family has turned down the government's EIBI program because so far they have failed to prove to me that they offer bona fide ABA. In fact, they're spending $60,000 per child to supply half the recommended amount of treatment for autistic children. It is not genuine EIBI. So I could take that $60,000 and give my child 40 hours as opposed to 20 hours, and it's not parent choice. That the whole thing is about parent choice. If somebody wants to use speech therapy or somebody wants to use something, as long as it's prescribed by a doctor and it has the data to back it, I'm all for parent choice. They can use dolphin therapy if it's proven to help that child. But it should be prescribed by a doctor, and people shouldn't be limited in where they can shop. You know, giving somebody parent choice is not giving them $50 and telling them to shop at Walmart. That's not choice. I want the choice. I don't want to use this program. And the judge ordered, this is what the judge ordered, is bona fide ABA. Now, we have asked questions of this EIBI program, and they're saying that their studies are still being studied. They're not going to use something that has proven data for the last 30 years. They're going to use my child as a guinea pig, and I'm just not prepared to do that. I've lodged with another parent complaints with the Children's Commission because of the government's and the EIBI's refusal to follow Justice Allen's directive, and we've since discovered that the ministers in charge of the Ministry of Children and Families are aware that a few families, have already been receiving money for their LOVES program. So it's very arbitrary. It's people in certain areas. Certainly the people in my area don't receive any money. But if you're a parent of a child with similar needs, you need to be asking why. Why is your child being discriminated against? Why are you not getting any money?
Jean Lewis, I have heard from parents. I mean, the vast majority of people I've talked to say LOVES works. It works to different degrees with different children, but it works. It has been proved. It has been approved in several states in the United States. But there are people who say, it's not what I want for my child.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's not our issue. As Deborah said, we absolutely endorse choice. What you have to understand, what a FEET's position on this is, FEET only endorses science-based autism treatment. And why do we do that? Because children need effective medical treatment, period. If a parent chooses to use an alternate therapy, that is their right to choose as a parent. That's not our issue.
Mm-hmm.
That perhaps should be the government's issue if they would read the judgment and see what thousands of pages of evidence say, as well as experts on both sides of the argument say about alternative therapies. I think that should be their issue when they're looking at individualized funding. It's not FEET's issue at all. Parents need choice, but believe me, if science and 30 years of it says, and the data and a preponderance of experts outside this jurisdiction around the world say this is best practices, we better have the right to have access to it for our children.
And that's basically what the judge said.
That's exactly what the judge said. And by the way, just to clear this point up, what the judge ordered was early intensive behavioral intervention that is synonymous with applied behavioral analysis. She did not order any alternative therapists. Please, Minister Reed and others, read the judgment.
We'll take a break for the news to the bottom of the hour. When we come back, I invite your calls, questions, comments, 602-280-9898.
You're listening to the Bill Good Program on CKNW 98. Once again, here's Bill Good.
Jean Lewis is Director of Families for Early Autism Treatment. She has a 7-year-old autistic son. Deborah Antifave is a member of FEET. She has an autistic son who is 4. Ted Nibling is your MLA?
Yes, he is.
What did he say to this issue before the election?
He had a number of quotes, but this is a very interesting one, and it was June the 5th of 1998 in Hansard. I am just not going to stop. I believe we have to make the switch from children and families to health to ensure long-term care for these people without having to take them out of our society one of these days and put them in an institution where they will wither away. That's Ted Nibling in Hansard in June 1998. Also, his with respect to the previous government's litigation, I am appalled with the lack of government understanding of a program that has been proven to help these children. To deny children a quality of life otherwise unattainable, condemning them to a life sentence in an institution, this is a negligence which should be considered criminal. How can we deny a child our help when we know a proven treatment is available? That was Ted Nibling in opposition. Today, Ted Nibling won't return our phone calls.
And what about Linda Reed, who seems to be struggling with whether or not autism is a health issue?
Well, I find that very interesting that Ms. Reed should consider autism a social problem. Certainly, if it's not treated, it could become a social problem. But again, Ms. Reed in Hansard, dated December 7th of 2000, made this statement. Is it a health issue? Most definitely. There has to be an opportunity for this government to come to grips with the urgency and the immediacy of this problem.
Michelle, hello.
Hello. I didn't hear you quite at first. I just wanted to say I have 2 children, one that's 8 years old, and has been in a program of ABA for over 4 years now. He would have been a child that for 2 years he regressed and regressed so much that to this point I think he probably would have been in an institution at this point. But he has now been at home, and he's talking, and he's doing wonderful due to this program. And, of course, you're having to go through a social worker, which knows absolutely nothing about the medical system that decides whether we get money or not, is very appalling. And the fact that you have to have a social worker to begin with. My second child is now 5 years old. He was also diagnosed with autism at 17 months old. And thank goodness to FEET of BC, because if they weren't there, I wouldn't have known anything. My children would not have been in a program. My son would have been in an institution. And thank God they were there, because I started a program at so young for my younger son. He started at 19 months, and by 4 years old, he did a blind assessment with a psychologist that did not know him, and he passed with flying colors, and he said that he is a recovered child from autism, and it was all due to having an ABA program and just having good teaching with a qualified consultant from the States. There was no other intervention. He's been out of a program for quite some time, doing really well, and as of now, when he's 5 years old, I just got offered yesterday from a ministry worker a program that might be able to help him with behaviors. So that's how long people have to wait. Is if I did nothing when he's now 5, they would have given me 1 day a week of behavioral support. And I have actually recovered my child, which has saved the government about $2 million in the long run. And for my first child, that will be able to stay home with me, and he will not be in an institution. I've saved the government an immense amount of money. Wow.
Joe, I'm almost out of time. Was there something you wanted to mention? Okay. I'm sure this isn't the last we're going to hear of this, but I told you I was trying to get a lot in today in this first hour. Next, transportation renovation. Please stay tuned.